Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Listeners, and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna. We have some guests here with us today, Carol and Saber, who are often with us on these shows, and we also have Akana, who I will introduce to you in just a minute. Today, our topic is entities, earthbound spirits, and extraterrestrials. We've actually got a couple of really interesting topics coming up over the next few weeks, so listen in, but this is a bit of a doozy today: entities, earthbound spirits, and extraterrestrials. So first of all, before we dive into that topic, I'd like to thank you, listeners, for your support, and I'd also very much like to thank our sponsors, as well as our producer and for BBS Radio. So before we get into that, I'd also very much like to make the introduction to Akana, who is the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to. Akana has come up with a particular method called the Akana Healing Method, and that's what really makes his work so amazing, because you can learn it, you can teach it to others, but you can also practice on yourself. So we're going to discuss that as well today. You've just heard Atana's music, and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He's an author, musician, master energy healer, international teacher, just to name a few. And I'd just like to say hello, Atana. How are you?
Hello. Hello, wonderful Anna. Hello, wonderful listeners. Dawn, Saber, and Carol, I'm happy to be here, and I'm grateful that I can share all these modalities on these tools that can help you change your life. I'm so happy and excited to observe you on your path of transformation. This is the most exciting journey that I have undertaken so far. Even though I remember past lives, this is getting more and more exciting by the moment.
I bet this life for you is pretty amazing. You get to work with some incredible people, some actors, prominent figures, day-to-day individuals reshaping their lives and partner and make a difference. So it is a pretty incredible lifetime you're living this lifetime.
It is tremendous, tremendously transformative. I'm so excited to be part of this.
So today we've got an interesting topic for you, which is entities, earthbound spirits, and extraterrestrials. It's a pretty heavy-hitting topic. There is a whole chapter on this in your book as well, called Sacred in Dialogue, if anybody's interested in reading up a little bit more. But, Atana, why does this feature as part of your work?
Well, every time that I got to deeper levels, deeper levels of transformation and change, I realized we have a multitude of beings that we called in some way or form, so that we could have them in order to keep us company. And the more company we had, the less we felt disconnected. Now, when we can bring in more beings, that gives us an opportunity for not feeling alone. Often we feel on our journey in our life alone, separated, or abandoned, up to even reject it. And having company makes the world of a difference in moving forward. And sometimes, you know, the company of entities can be very helpful and protective, specifically when we live in denser environments. You know, of course, my own favorite call-in would be, let's call in a couple of angels, healing angels, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, or Metatron, and have some angelic Raphael healing energy involved in that. But sometimes we have not that discernment, and we're just calling in any form of company, you know?
So when you say calling in company, are you meaning that there's energies around you, that these denser energies, you think these denser energies take up space in people's lives because they feel lonely?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because when we're in environments where there's not much going on, or there's too much density going on, either way, we will seek any company rather than no company, in terms of collective. And it's like children. Think about children. When you're a child and you have choices of the cliques that you can be part of, you will be most likely part of any clique that opens and extends their hand out to you to embrace you. And it doesn't really matter to you if that's a positive or a negative in that moment, because you just want to be part of a community.
Yeah, right. I understand, especially if you've had other abandonment issues or other times in your life when you feel lonely. This might actually feel something better than nothing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And when that happens, we're making these choices. And at a later point in our lives, we decide, you know what, this is not the right environment for us, or these are not the right friend circle for us. And then we're going on and moving forward into attracting either new people, new friends, and letting go of the people who no longer serve us, or we no longer have an affiliation to.
And so some of these ones are a bit difficult to get rid of, though. These are like friends that have moved in. They're squatting in our own space. So,
well, exactly. Go ahead.
After you. I was going to say to you, how do you even recognize that you have an entity or an earthbound spirit hanging around? Like, what would be some of the typical features that would show up for somebody?
Some very typical features are feeling depressed, feeling heavy, feeling dense, and hopelessness. A lot of hopelessness has to do with entities or helplessness, like the idea that it can be done or it can be transformed. That's like a typical entity program, because entities are not remembering their source light, so they're basically having to jump on another being to drain them of their light force, and so there is a certain hopelessness with that, because there's no solution than just going to the next being, to the next person. But if you know you have a creative source, if you know you're connected to God, the universe, to the light, then you know you can draw from that light inside of yourself internally, and you don't really have to, you don't really depend on nothing else than really your source. But otherwise, you're always depending on somebody that you have to either convince or be with, you know.
Okay, so if somebody recognizes this hopelessness and helplessness that's around them, and they come to work with you, how do you then work with them? How do you get rid of the? Well, I know that you talk. You don't speak like that. You're talking about accepting everything, and that's a big part of your work, is just acknowledging and accepting. That's the first step. So can you talk to us? Because entities and earthbound spirits sound pretty scary. Like, you know, the movies portray these things as monsters that jump out of the cupboard. But to be honest, like, some of these things can be quite terrifying for the average person. So can you just explain to us a little bit about how you work with them? You don't get a big steak, do you, Atana?
Yeah.
And a thing of garlic. It's not like that.
Well, I'm more respectful of all beings. So for me, they're not lesser beings than another being. They are part of the overall system. They're just a little bit disconnected and feeling lost. And some of them, you know, a little bit tougher. We have to say some of them are a little lighter, and some of them just plainly lost, you know. When I come across these beings, first of all, I am not, I'm not condemning that they have done what they needed to do. I'm more like starting a dialogue with them to see if that commitment is still needed, if there's still a requirement of them being with that person. Because ultimately we all are growing, and we might outgrow our commitment or connection or agreement with that entity. And we may make that agreement when we were 9 years old and we wanted to just have some company, but now we are like 30, 40 years old and we figured it out. We have now a friend circle that's like dependable. And now you can go into a place where you can say, look, the older contracts are really not as binding and effective anymore for me, and you don't want to be stuck with me either. Why are you not moving on to how and where you have to move on to?
Right. Okay. And so when you are working with this, do you do energy healing on these types of entities and earthbound spirits? How does that work exactly?
Well, you know, very simply put, it is the energy work. Working with the Atana method is a very specific way and form. It's very specifically designed to get the person back into their own power. So every time I do energy work with the Atana method, it does empower, self-empowers me, the practitioner, and the person that I work with. It's not like some other modalities, they're kind of juicing up the entities and they feel like supercharged and they kind of stick around. But with the Atana method, it becomes visible who is entangled with the person that you're doing energy work on. And then you can bring this up to the surface, and with energy healing of the Atana method, you can identify and help the person. Usually to the energy work itself, it starts already clearing the person tremendously. And then, of course, I apply also the Sacred Inner Dialogue. In my Sacred Inner Dialogue book, there's several scripts. And by working with these scripts, you're clearing your system automatically, really, on a daily basis. And you can also apply this, of course, in life, working on your clients. And it has a tremendous effect, an immediate effect. And you can tell everybody has entities. Think about it this way. We are unlimited, infinite energy systems. Even if we have 2 billion entities, it's still nothing compared to the infinite. So a lot of people don't realize they don't have just 2 or 5 or 10 entities. They have millions of entities. And each entity you can recognize as a weight stabilizer for the height or for the depth. So think about a grounding. If you're not fully grounded, an entity can help you to ground, because an entity has a very heavy, dense energy. If you're just so flighty that you all the time in your head, so entities ground you, they help you in your root chakra, they occupy your root chakra, and they ground you. And so if you then take your grounding back, then you can let go of the entities. So this has to do with claiming space back, because every space that is being utilized or not being utilized by you, the entity is basically asking, or the parasitic energy basically asking the multiverse, can I have this space? And the multiverse says, well, yes, of course, if you don't do too much harm, that's fine. Take that space. But if that person wants that space back, you have to give it back. Now, the question is, how badly do you want that space back? And that's really the defining moment where you make that decision and communicate with the entities or with the parasites and say, look, I want that space back, because that space is for me required in order for me to express my creative goal or get into my creative expansion.
Very true. I've actually had that experience doing this work with you. And then once you can claim that space, all of a sudden it's almost like this whole other doorway opens up that you didn't even realize was there. And that's my own experience of doing this work with you. Atana, we're going to just take a quick break, a quick commercial break. So listeners, stay with us and we will be back talking about this very interesting topic, entities, earthbound spirits and extraterrestrials.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are talking about entities, earthbound spirits and extraterrestrials. We're talking about this from an energy healing perspective, and I guess it's interesting for me to discuss just with Atana about often when people feel alone, separate, rejected, that entities and earthbound spirits can sometimes be company. And that makes sense to me. And then we've just been talking a little bit about how energy healing can help reclaim that space, which really is a focus of the Atana method and what that means then once you reclaim that space. The other aspect of our topic today is extraterrestrials. And look, I know there's probably a lot of discussions being had about extraterrestrials that you've heard in your lifetime, but I'd love to have one now again with one of our guests, Saber. Hi, Saber. How are you going this morning? Or your afternoon. It's my morning over here in Australia. How are you going?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I'm so happy to be talking to you and my radio family. I love you all. Hello, hello, hello.
Yay.
For
this topic, you're an energy healer as well. You're an energy healer as well, and you have your own clients and you've done work with Atana. But this extraterrestrial topic, I'd love to hear from you a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, there's two things I want to talk to you about, and this is what came in this morning. There are beautiful beings everywhere, and Atana was saying so beautifully that they exist in so many different ways and shapes and forms and realms, right? And so if we have the mindset of sending love to these beings, no matter what their purpose, no matter where they are, it's just like dealing with humans on an earthly plane. So whenever I hear people talk about entities, one of the first things I say is please, please, please give them an opportunity to be involved with the healing as well. Give them a chance to go back to where they came from with light attached to them. And so if you feel as if you have contracted or have an entity that's hanging around, just say, hey, I love you. You don't have to do this anymore. There's another way. Please go home and please go to the light. Right? And we hear that a lot when people are leaving their bodies, go to the light, right? Or we saw light, or you hear people talking about that a lot. It's the same thing for entities moving to these realms. So show some love to the entities, and they get a really bad rap, but in some shape or form, they're us. In some aspect, they're us. And if we show love to them, we're showing love to ourselves. Just as if we were dealing with people on the human earthly plane. Now,
well, that's really interesting because they do get a bad rap, especially in Hollywood films, you know, like they're all seen as nasty bad guys, you know, it's very true.
Yes, yes. And you know, that's so great, Anna. Thank you for bringing that up. Any kind of movies that depict the word aliens in a negative way, I don't watch it anymore, because it is just another part of trying to scare us away from the beautiful beings that are here to help us. Now, there was a clear message this morning that I was supposed to give to you all, okay? And I've been hearing this for years, but aliens, we're all aliens, right? But it's sort of like a derogatory term, right? Just like any other nasty word to describe somebody else that we think is different than us. So today I'm asking you, please, anyone who's listening, to take the word alien and replace it with Galatian or galactic friend, okay? This is such a better way to describe the people that are with us. They're here to help us, but they're not aliens. They're not alien to us at all. They are our families. They are our friends. They are our caregivers and caretakers of us and this planet, and we have to show them respect by calling them something else. And I like to, if I'm in passing, I'll just say GS or G's, okay? And in the 80s, we heard that a lot. What up, G? What up, G? You know, so we've already been trying to change this for many, many years, right? So let's just change the word alien to Galatian or galactic friend, because they are our friends. And one of the things that is so important to remember is that these beings, just like us, were trying to learn from each other. And some of us have been together for thousands, millions, billions of years, right? But some of us are just meeting, because we're all coming from different parts of the universes and different parts of the matrix, right? And so there is, believe it or not, a predatory scale. A predatory scale is given to all beings that are coming to Earth or coming into other solar systems, and they need to know what they're getting into, right? And so what do you think, on a scale from 1 to 10, what do you think the predatory scale for humans is? Take a guess.
Gosh, I would have absolutely no idea. Like, I don't even know. Tell me.
It's a 5. It's a 5.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Out of 10.
Right. Out of 5 out of 10. So here we are on Earth saying, and I'm going to say this because we're teaching, those aliens, those bad aliens, they're coming to eat us, and they're terrible, and they're, you know, and here they are thinking the same thing about us, because we're 5 on predatory scale.
Mm.
And they're 10s.
Mm.
Right? And so today, I got chills up my arms. It's almost like saying what Atana was speaking about, to let go of the outdated people, outdated ways of being, thinking, and words. You know, I'm all about changing the vernacular, right? And I know sometimes it may jolt you out of your way of seeing or thinking, but I'm trying to do that. And it's really simple, but I'm trying to get you guys just to look at words and numbers in a different way, because they can help you so much. So please, just remember, use the word galactic friends or Galatians. And whenever you see a movie about aliens and it's not depicting them in the right way, and let me tell you, they're not perfect either, right? And that's like saying all humans are not perfect either, right? You say, no, they're not. And there's some bad apples that ruin it for everyone, right? And that's why we have a 5 predatory scale. But it's the same thing. So start thinking of it that way, and make Hollywood into Hollywood. Make them change it back. Make them make movies by not watching them about Galatians and galactic friends in a beautiful way. We need more movies about E.T., right? Remember E.T.? And it was like, we love you, and this little galactic friend has come to hold this little boy's hand and show him love and bring him to safety. And it's the same thing. We need to go back to that moment and start making more movies that bring us together, not apart.
Mm. And thank you, Saber.
You're welcome.
Very insightful, very insightful. Atana, just quickly, how does extraterrestrials sometimes take space from other people? That's what I'm also interested in as well.
I'm just thinking about the good
like,
old
how do I know? How do I know if I've been affected by an extraterrestrial? What would that look like?
Well, I, like I said, it reminds me of the good old Sting song. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a little alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. So think about it. Extraterrestrials are also being considered to actually have developed a close relationship with humans and hybridizations that's going on for a long time. And there's even some sources, they say the Anunnaki developed the human DNA, and it goes further back where even the different races are intermingling in terms of creating a control pattern. But we are now in a place where we're recognizing our infinite, and we are recognizing our full potential. That means the moment we are incarnated in the body, on this planet, we are basically in a place where we can claim all of our power back. First of all, you have to realize, what is the best day that you ever felt in your life that you was in? That state is not just your norm, but it's just like your beginning stage, because we are infinite. So if we feel like we are feeling a downer, or we're feeling like energy deprived or exhausted, often we're not realizing that we're being infiltrated by frequencies. I love what Saber says. This is not about judging any races or you know, becoming a racist or anything. This is more about ultimately recognizing the multitude of beingness, of expression of the divine that we can now participate with and in. It's not like we're just coming from Lucy. Now we're recognizing, oh my God, there's so many different races that are intermingling with us on so many different dimensions. It's not always happening like on the physical plane, but it's also happening on all these different dimensionalities, multidimensionalities in dream time. And there's a lot of consciousness that these beings awakening in us, because they're occupying a space that we didn't even know existed. So ultimately, I'm super grateful that these beings are in our lives, reminding us that there's so much more of us. And they're saying, look, you're not using all of that energy. Why can we not live on that floor? You are living in this skyscraper, and you're just only using the cellar, you know, the bottom floor. Mm. And they say, why can we not have the other 250 floors, you know? And you're not going to go up there anyway. You don't want to even look into the sky. You're just afraid and cowering the, on the bottom floor. And so they're coming in and occupying all these levels. And I'm grateful that
they're reminding us. They've got the penthouse.
definitely the penthouse up there. And using it as a landing pad for them. And we're like on the ground floor, you know, just thinking about how we can keep like the building warm.
Yeah, really interesting thoughts around this, and a different conversation than I thought we'd be having today. So let's just take a quick commercial break, and we will come back to this topic: entities, earthbound spirits, and extraterrestrials. Stay with us, listeners. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and we are discussing entities, earthbound spirits, and extraterrestrials. We're just listening to Tana discuss then about really about taking space and working with these beings, I guess, and reclaiming, I guess, the space that we need to be really successful in life. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that metaphor that Atana's just used, Carol, if we can. Carol's one of our guests today. You know, having a skyscraper, but only using the cellar, only using that bottom part of the building where you've got all this potential. And this space is being used by other entities, other beings. And why wouldn't you? I mean, if you could have the most amazing view over, you know, a city, why wouldn't somebody want to take up
exactly.
those levels? So, Carol, I'd like to exactly. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about how do we clear that? How do we reclaim that? What are we doing in terms of energy to make that our own again?
Well, as Atana said, and one of the things that we talk about frequently when we do the energy work with the Atana method is renegotiating contracts. And that's such a beautiful concept. The idea that, okay, this is how it is now, but it doesn't have to stay this way. And so when clients come in and we're working on clearing entities or any kind of parasitic energy that's taking up their space, that's one of the things that I teach my clients is you get to renegotiate these contracts. This is your space. You get to claim your space, call your power back, claim your space. And the other thing I want to bring in with that is this journey to my heart that has been my journey with Atana. I was so much in my head when I first started working with him that it was really like an epiphany, you know, a couple of years in that, oh, it's about the heart. Oh, and so this journey to my heart has been evolving, and I just love the compassion that Atana teaches us to have for these beings, because we are all in oneness. And as Saber was saying, and as Atana was saying, you know, like we're all in this together. And so if that's the case, if you've let out the penthouse to someone when you were 9 or last year, you know, then it's like, it's okay. It's like, you don't have to be mad that they're there or feel invaded because they're there. You just simply say, hey, you know, I know you've been here and we had a contract for that, but I'm going to rework that contract now. We're going to renegotiate it, and I'm going to change it up, and I'm going to take this room now. And so I wish you well. Go on to your, you know, like, here's the greater central sun, and you can go on there, and you can go into your own transformation and, you know, find something new and better. And it's like a win-win.
Do you know what, Atana, Carol, can I just interrupt you there? I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt you. You know, Atana talks a lot about this greater central sun, and I realize now, just as you're saying it, you know, I've spoken and we've done so many sacred inner dialogue discussions about the greater central sun, but I've never actually asked, what is the greater central sun?
The greater central sun is like the higher self of our sun. It is like all the suns together. It has the power of all the suns, like the higher self, like the angelic self of the sun. And the greater central sun has so much transformational power that anything you send into that greater central sun literally starts transforming before it even reaches the core.
Wow. Okay. So it's like a really, really powerful, when Saber was saying before, go to the light. It's in essence the same sort of thing, like go to that greater central sun, the greatest area of transformation. Is that correct?
It is correct, and it reminds me of a saying sulfur dealer. He has harvested natural growing sulfur in caves, and it's like natural growing, almost like stalactite. And it grows in caves, and he harvested yellow sulfur. Now, he calls these entity frying pans, because every entity that comes in touch with it, they're like transformed. And
like
the great essential sun, and the great essential sun, even getting a beam of light from the great essential sun will help send the entities into their own transformation so they can serve in the best way. It's almost being a recycle process that does take care of them in a very loving way.
Yeah, right. It's such a different thought process. Like, if, you know, I came in today often, you know, I used to, I can't really watch scary movies. I can't watch all those horror movies because they upset me too much. I can't watch them. But, you know, as a little girl, I watched that terrible movie, Poltergeist. I think I must have been about six. You know, and even the word entities and stuff has such a negative connotation for me. So to hear the three of you today speak in loving, kind terms about these beings and also their own transformation, which is no different to what I'm doing, really, with this work, with your work, Atana. Not every day I'm working on my own transformation. How do we get beyond this concept, this negative concept of these beings? Because it is so ingrained into us.
We have to approach it from a place of oneness. The moment you realize all is one, you realize every part is contributing to this oneness consciousness. There is not a oneness without you, or a oneness without these beings. There's a oneness where all of this is fully present, but you can still choose what you want to experience in this oneness. Doesn't mean, oh yeah, you're now in the same circle as the negative energies, that you have to constantly experience negativity. You still have choices that you can make. You can choose what is your daily experience. But it means also you're recognizing your oneness consciousness, and also they're not there just because they want to be there. They're also being summoned by most likely the person who has them. They're not just hanging out there for no reason. They're actually being called there. And like I said in the beginning, they're occupying space. Think about it this way. Think about when people attract yeast. They eat too much bread, right? Look what yeast does. Yeast fills space. Yeast is considered a parasite. Not an aggressive, negative parasite per se, but it's parasitic. And it's probably the largest organism. If you put all the yeast that people have on the planet together, it's probably one of the largest organisms. But think about it. It's a breeding ground for bigger parasites. When you create dough and you put yeast into it, what you see is happening. It grows like three or four times its size. It fills space. And these entities or beings, they're nothing else than space filler. They're filling space that's basically not occupied. And once you decide you want to take that space back, you don't have to be mean or nasty about it. You just say, look, I need my space back. I'm deciding today. I'm living my life to the fullest. I want to be more present. And more of my infinite light comes back into my body. Less space for unconsciousness, for density or shadow energies.
And, you know, Anna, it makes me think, too, you were asking about, you know, like, how do you work with that with people to switch that negative thinking about them? And when Atana was talking there, it reminded me of a lot of people are in victim thinking. They at some point or through the lineage have brought in like this victim consciousness, which also helps summon the entities. Like, you know, if I have entities draining my life force, then I get to continue to be a victim. But when they come for energy healing, they're ready to transform and they're ready to step into having more light, more life force in their body. And so one way to work with that, letting go of that negative connotation about it, is to help them to see that they no longer have to be the victim. That you know, they can turn that thinking around. They can start claiming their space one inch at a time, one cell at a time, one room at a time, and they can start claiming their space, and then that helps them step out of being victim and then also, like, turn that contract around. But then you get to, like, bring in that notion that it's a contract, not a takeover.
Yeah. Right. And then that in actually in itself is extremely empowering. So, yeah, I get that, Carol. Thank you. So I'm just going to sum up what Carol just said in another way. It's about being able to recognize the power in yourself. And that is very difficult because in our culture, we're often taught the opposite of that. And so when you're then able to claim that power within yourself, you have no need for these entities and earthbound spirits anymore, and it is just a friendly goodbye. And then that's when we ask them to go up into the great essential sun for their own transformation so they can be of greater service. And in many ways, it's what we're doing with ourselves anyway, hopefully through this work. We're also wanting to transform ourselves so we can be of greater service. Isn't that right, Atana?
Absolutely, because we consider us as a seed. We're all seed consciousness. The cause or the purpose of the seed is to grow. Now, we can stay in the seed state and not evolve at all and be just little seeds walking around and living our lives and passing as seeds. Or we can grow into these massive oak trees that, like, transcend the seed tremendously. Or are we saying, like, for people who say, well, this is my life and this is fine and I'm just, you know, I'm just used to this, I'm going to live like this, they basically don't transcend that seed stage. But when you go into, I'm developing that, I'm going into that unknown expansion phase and going into the unknown, and I'm expanding into the structure, growing into the sky, not knowing what the sky holds for me, and then grounding my roots deep into the earth. Now you're turning from the seed stage into the sprout stage, into that growth process of the tree, and you growing and growing. And the purpose of our lives is, of course, to grow and expand. And by doing so, we're reaching dimensions that we as a seed could not reach. We could not as a seed just go like dozens of feet into the ground because we're still a seed sitting on the ground. We could not go dozens of feet and feet into the air closer to the sky when we're in the seed stage. So we have to transcend. We have to move forward because we are this powerful seed of consciousness. So every time we are confronted with new dimensions that are occupied, then we can make a choice. We can say, look, if you stay around me, then I'm just staying the seed. But if I claim the space, then I can become that tree.
Well, I guess getting to that tree stage is a goal for all of us. You know what? This is a fascinating topic, and I've really enjoyed discussing this. We're going to go to one quick more commercial break for this afternoon, and we'll be right back. So stay with us.
Om Hari Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are talking about entities, earthbound spirits, and extraterrestrials. I just wanted to say to everybody, if you're interested in hearing or looking into a bit more of Atana's work, just the easiest way is to Google him, because Atana has made himself so available to all of us. And actually, that's one of the major reasons why I initially chose to work with Atana as an energy healer, because he is accessible. He's got YouTube channels, Facebook page, he's on Instagram. He has an incredible website, which is www.atanamethod.com. Atana is spelled A-T-A-A-N-A. And on that website, you will get access, or you'll find access to all of his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person in his studios, or like I do via Skype. You can find information about his group and online training, his books, his music, and his beautiful oneness. Oh, my gosh, if anybody has been able to be lucky enough to get onto one of those, they're incredible, and you can download them from the website too. So I just wanted to dive back into this topic this afternoon, because it's taken quite a different turn, this conversation, from the one I thought we were going to have about entities, earthbound spirits, and extraterrestrials. I just want to come back to you a little bit, Saber, if I can, Saber's one of our guests here. Saber, you know, you were saying a little bit about you want us to think about these different, these, you know, especially extraterrestrials differently. Have you got anything to add onto that today?
Well, I would like to add that just as we need to walk through life with our ears open, right, and our senses on, to make sure that we are making good decisions and that we are surrounding ourselves with beings and people that are good for us and healthy for us. It is just the same when working with galactic beings, okay? So, for example, Atana was talking about Angel Michael. Now, Angel Michael is a fierce, awesome, warrior, angelic being, okay? And when I started teaching about Angel Michael years ago, I actually wrote a children's book about Angel Michael, and he is one of the first angels that started appearing to me. And this big purple, cobalt blue, blonde-haired, beautiful, gorgeous being. And it's like, yeah, how could you not love this freaking galactic angel, right? I mean, he's hot, he's a warrior, he's taking care of me, right? And so I'm writing books about him. I wanted to name one of my children after him. And I started hearing more and more about Angel Michael all over, right? And I just started to think, wow, he's really making his presence known. And then one night he said to me, Saber, you need to make sure that everyone knows that some of the darkness is kind of floating around as me. So you need to ask three times to make sure that it's me. And so every time I start working with an angel, and it could be Angel Raphael, any kind of angel, I ask, I say, are you working for the light? Are you working for the light? Are you working for the light? And if they're still there after you ask, then go forward. But if you start to feel some resistance after the first, after the second, say, no, thank you. I'm not going to be working with you today. You're not allowed in my energy field anymore. And I wish you the best, but I'm not going to break over you with a text, but I'm saying personally goodbye, right? And so we have to be kind, just as we're all talking about. But a lot of just, you know, a lot of these energy beings that are looking for ways in, they're like, ooh, this person's guard is totally down. They're trying to work with this angelic being. I'm going to jump in there in that spot and get in that way. So please be aware that whenever you're working, just give a shout out to the divine. You know, are you working for the divine? However you want to say it, right? And it'll really, really help you kind of set up that barrier that God and the goddesses have put there to help you keep away from any other beings that are trying to tag along with you.
Thank you. I guess in many ways it's like, as we've been discussing, it's like friends and friendship circles change. You know, I went through a period of time a couple of years ago where I looked at some of the people that I had in my life and I thought, I don't want to, this is not the people that I want to occupy my time anymore. You know, I don't want to be sharing my life with these people. But there's some, I think we need to have a bit of a clear out. I guess it's in the same vein as this discussion today. It's saying these entities or extraterrestrials or earthbound spirits, they're no longer serving my cause or where I'm going to be expanding to. And it's time to just, you know, send them on their way. It's the same sort of thing, hey?
Definitely. And don't get stressed out about it, because a lot of people, that is the same energy, worry and anxiety. And I, you know, I deal with that well. You know, I deal with that also. But it's like you have to say, no, I'm not going to feel this way. I am praying. I am meditating. This is a sacred experience. And I want to make sure that I am fully engaging in this experience, right? And then after a while, you get the street cred that you're a badass and you're not supposed to, we're not coming around you, right? So, we're not even gonna try it, right? No thanks, you know. And they're
we're not gonna muck around with her.
No. Don't even try it, sister. You know, that kind of thing. So it's a wonderful skill, right? It's a wonderful skill, and just like anything else, you gain this almost like a muscular spirituality or a muscular energetic body, and it just says, "Don't mess with me," and I'm here because I am a work in progress, but I'm doing awesome, right? And hear me roar, and only full of light is around me, and it really speaks for itself. So it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to work on and to work into.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that perspective, and I'm going to take some of those tips and use them for my weekend as we journey into the weekend. Carol, I'm just going to come back to you quickly. Lovely transformer. And ask you a little bit more if you have any thoughts that you want to add in today about entities, earthbound spirits and extraterrestrials.
Well, we no longer need to stay small. We are given the opportunity now to really expand. Like all this light coming into the planet, there's supportive energies. And for a long time, we were just like staying small and being okay to stay small. And so entities came in or whatever mechanisms we brought in to keep us small. And we're now having the opportunity to say, it's okay. I don't think I need to be small anymore. So anything that was keeping me small, you can now go because I'm gonna grow. I'm gonna expand a little bit, and I'm gonna do that by claiming my space, whatever amount at a time. I'm gonna claim my space and call my power back. Call my power back. Claim my space. That's my clients hear that over and over and over again. Call your power back. Claim your space.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's almost like a ritual for me, that saying that I've learnt through this work. Almost every time I get into the shower, I say that as a matter of
good.
Course.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, because you want to claim it all back as regularly as I possibly can. Atana, we're going to come to you now just again because we've got some exciting things happening for you. You've got a crystal store opening very soon. Hopefully next week, and then you've had some extra crystals arrive there too. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, we got a nice 1.5 ton crystal, rose quartz, and we got another 1 ton crystal rose quartz, arrived today. And they're going to be, also featured in the Nashville Crystal Store. And of course, there's going to be the biggest stones out there, but it's going to be such a beautiful space to come in and get your mineral medicine, you know, your crystal medicine. And, you know, there's for every situation in life, there's the right crystal that can help you, support you, activating that vibration inside of you that's required for you to bring forward.
And just quickly on that topic, are there any particular crystals that help clear or release into these earthbound spirits and extraterrestrials?
There are always the classic go-to crystal would be the tourmaline, black tourmaline. And with the black tourmaline and the black onyx, you would probably go also with pneumite, with black pneumite. A lot of the black stones, they are very good for protection with entities. So they can, they feel kind of home with that unconscious, shadowy things. But also think about it. Since ancient times, just think about Christ and Christ's followers, how they cleared entities and people all of a sudden could see clearer, or diseases are related to entities because of all that space that they didn't really fully wanted to claim. And think about whatever level you're going to, how higher your level is going to be, you're going to always encounter the next higher level of that entity frequency. It's like, I don't know if we ever, any way, any time, going to be free of entities, but it's good to have time and space for yourself in light. And like Saber said, it's good to make sure, double, triple check if it's really the light you're working with. Because a lot of people go out there and say, well, they're telling me this, they're telling me that. Make sure it's truly the light, the source connection of your oneness consciousness that's communicating to you. And see also how clear you are, how clear your communication with the light can happen.
Yeah, right. Well, Atana, I always get that feeling when I work with you. So when we do our sessions together, or if anybody ever wants to work with Atana, I can personally give a vouch that that way of working with clarity, light, and just true happiness in the energy of working with Atana. Now, we have to sign out today. I just wanted to say goodbye to everybody. Thank our guests, Saber and Carol, who make, you know, a big effort each week of coming on here, their own free time, and also to Atana and to our amazing producer, Don. And Atana, if you just want to say a few passing words now to the rest of our listeners, please.
Yeah. Listeners, everybody in this multiverse, including myself, we're going to get through this. We're going to be fully accessing our unlimited potential. We're going to connect to our infinite. We can do this at any point, at any stage in our lives. We can have this intention right now to connect to the infinite. And we're grateful that you're tuning in. I'm grateful that I have this amazing team with me, this angelic team with me. Dawn, Anna, Super Anna, and Carol, wonderful Carol, and Angel Saber, what's happening? We are so grateful and glad to have you on this team.
Thank you, Atana. And listeners, we will be back next week with another interesting show. We've got a group of shows that are quite different coming up, and we will be speaking to you again next week. Bye-bye.